From the Hall Hero community, I'm Jay Armin, and welcome to Voices from the Highway. As Halloween is fastly approaching, we asked legendary trucker Barry Matthews, known as Bear the Voice, if he could share any haunting stories from his 30-plus years of driving. As you can imagine, Barry didn't let us down. Lock your doors, get comfortable, sit back, and get ready for the hair on the back of your neck to stand up. Barry's story begins in mid-October 1991, during a haul just outside of Anchorage, Alaska. So get ready to believe. He's one scared bear.
I don't believe in Bigfoot. I don't believe in the abominable snowman. I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster. I don't believe in space aliens from other dimensions or universes. I do believe in angels. And because I believe in angels, I believe there are demons. Now, is what I saw an angel? Oh, no. Was what I saw a demon? That's the only thing I could describe it as. This starts a couple of weeks before. Would have been mid-October 1991. I took a load of steel up to Anchorage, Alaska. There's a big naval base there. That's where it went. I didn't think I would get a load coming back out of there anywhere. I thought I'd have to get back to the States before I got reloaded, but my dispatch found me a load out of Prince George, British Columbia. It wasn't anything really big. It was a car and a pickup. I get them loaded onto my flatbed trailer and get everything tied down. By now, it's very late October. I don't know if it was Halloween yet, but if it wasn't, it was just a day or so before. By the time I got loaded and got those two vehicles secured, it was getting pretty late in the evening. And it had started to snow. Now, it wasn't snowing real hard. There might have been an inch of snow on the ground. I don't know. But I wanted to get the hell out of there before it turned into a heavy snow. Now, yeah, I'd done a lot of driving that day, but this was back in the days of paper logs. Hell, I never ran out of hours. Night driving was something I was not only very familiar with, but back then, that's what I really enjoyed. A lot fewer cars on the road. A whole lot fewer cops on the road. So I had my thermos of coffee. Had a real nice Stanley thermos. Of course, it was glass insulated, but hell, I think they all were back then. I got headed south on Highway 97. I was going to go down, pick up 99, run through Vancouver, and then down through Seattle. Pick up I-5 because these two vehicles had to go to San Diego. Pretty good run. Now, I'd been on the road for several hours. And I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't getting pretty damn tired. But if you've ever run through there, you know there's not a whole lot of places to stop. Or at least back then there wasn't. Hell, there might be now. I don't know. Been a while. It had gotten to be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, probably closer to 2. And I'm cruising along. I was in an 84 Peterbilt, had a 3406B and a 15 speed slap the dash transmission. Some of you older hands will know what I'm talking about there. Now, I wasn't running very fast. Good God, that truck could go fast if I wanted it to. But, as I had worried, the snow had picked up, and there was probably 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground. Now, back then, we didn't have the LED headlights. We just had the old halogen bulbs. And they did good enough, I guess. But I tell you, the snow really helped you to see. That light would reflect off of the snow, and it got pretty bright. So anyway, I'm cruising down 97 through the woods, in the snow, in the dark, in the middle of the night. I remember I just poured myself a cup of coffee, and I was listening to a cassette tape, Waylon Jennings' Greatest Hits. Now, like I said, not going very fast. I was probably running maybe 40. You know, I'm not chained up or anything, so. And at the time, I didn't have a whole lot of experience driving a truck, and especially having grown up in the South, didn't have a lot of experience driving in the snow. So I was being very careful. I'm burning old
love letters. And so at this point, it's 3 or 4 in the morning, buried somewhere outside of British Columbia, sitting in 4 inches of snow, and it's coming down hard. Now, Barry's inexperience of driving in snow plants a seed of fear, which is just starting to get the better of him, when something big, dark, and way beyond description stops him dead in his tracks.
Now, at first glance, I'd seen something way, way up ahead of me. It was more of a feeling that I saw it than actually being to identify anything. And I thought maybe I'd seen a deer or a caribou. You know, there's a lot of those up there. But I didn't want something to jump out in front of me. So I eased out of it a little bit, slowed down some more. But I couldn't see it. Whatever it was had gone back into the woods. So I'm just kind of easing along there, being as cautious as I knew how to be when I see it again. Except for this time I knew it wasn't a deer. Or at least I'd never seen a deer that could walk on its hind legs. Now when I first saw whatever the hell it was, I thought, my God, man, whatever that is, it's enormous. That's got to be a moose, and I've just got to be seeing things, you know, because damn moose is really big. They're tall, but it was right on the tree line, and I tell you, I slowed way down, way, way down. Damn sure didn't want to hit a moose, not out in the middle of nowhere, no way to be in touch with anybody, and it had gotten just damn cold. Now, as you can imagine, it gets really cold in British Columbia, Canada. But, like I say, it's just late October, so it shouldn't have been, or at least in my mind, it shouldn't have been near as cold as it was. By this time, I might be going 10 miles an hour. I don't know that. But then I see it for sure. And I know it's not a moose. I know it's not a deer. And I know for certain that it's not a man. Because it stepped out in plain view, facing me. And whatever the hell this thing was, it was not happy that I was there. I had no idea what to do. I came to a complete stop. Now, like I said, I was only going maybe 10 miles an hour, and stopping was no problem at all. The snow didn't hinder me at all. I didn't slide, nothing like that. I just came to a stop. Now, I'm sitting in the cab of that 359 Peterbilt. It hadn't been slammed to the ground. It didn't have low-profile tires on it. It had those good 11-24-5s, tall rubber. Now, I don't know how tall this creature was. I just know that it was at least as tall as my windshield. And I was a good 30 feet away. To say it had malformed features, well, that's kind of an understatement. This creature was not wearing any kind of clothing. It wasn't all covered in hair like you would expect Bigfoot to be. Its skin was a grayish color. I know it stood out against the snow. Its legs just had cords of muscles running through its legs. Enormous, powerful thighs. I know I was very taken by the fact that it did not seem to have any genitalia. It wasn't male, it wasn't female. You could see the striations of muscles corded all through the torso, the broad expanse of the chest that went into shoulders that were huge, arms and what I would take to be biceps that were beyond enormous. I'm staring at this creature. I'm terrified. I've already spilled my coffee. It's all over the floorboard. And I knew that I needed to just slam the shit out of those gears and get the fuck out of there. But I was honestly too scared to move. Whatever this thing was, whatever created this creature in front of me, filled it full of hate and menace and made it the most terrifying being that anyone could ever possibly imagine. As I sat there in the driver's seat of that old 359 Peterbilt, and I stared at this creature, it spread its arms wide, and its hands and fingers, you could literally see the muscles in this creature's fingers. It stooped forward slightly, opened a mouth that seemed to have far too many teeth in it, and it roared, bellowed, and screamed, literally all at the same time. It made a sound that I could literally feel, not just hear. A sound that made blood run cold, made every hair on me stand up. I put the truck in reverse, my legs shaking, my left leg quivering, trying to come off the clutch. Fast enough to get going, but slow enough that I didn't kill the truck. And I started going backwards. I'm going backwards as fast as I can. I'm trying to watch my mirrors. I'm trying to watch this thing. And it's coming toward me. And it's coming toward me a lot faster than what I'm able to back up. It slammed into the front of my truck. I didn't know how much damage it had done to my grill, but I could see the damage it was doing to the hood whenever it hooked its fingers into the hood. It just punched through like my hood was made out of tinfoil, and it sat on the hood of my truck and just stared at me. It didn't gnash its teeth. It didn't scream and bellow. It just stared, and I stared back. I didn't know what else to do. I remember thinking, my God, it's cold. Why is it so cold? I mean, it hadn't broken my windshield. It hadn't opened my doors. And then this creature, who bellowed, roared, and screamed all at the same time, said, "Hey, hey, driver, wake up." You see, I had fallen asleep in that driver's lounge in that little fuel stop there in Prince George, British Columbia. I decided right then, I want to go climb in my sleeper. And I'm not leaving till fucking daylight. Hey, I hope everybody has a happy Halloween. Love all of you.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to Bear the Voice, Barry Matthews, legendary trucker, share one of his many long-haul tales from the highway. I'd say Barry had us going pretty good with this one. One scared bear. It's perfect for the season. I'm Jay Armour, and thanks for listening and driving with us here in the Haul Hero community. Stay tuned for more of Barry's stories as we creep deeper into fall and towards the holidays. Stay safe out there.